I'm so scared to put this out now. I'm like really reflecting on things that I said.
I think it'll be fine.
I was like, if you just check 5 times a day, sometimes the follower count is back in order.
We sound insane. Like,
fuck.
What is up, guys? Season two. Let's go.
Oh, here we go. Whoa. Anyways,
I blow the mic. Guys, my mic right now, I'm not gonna lie, if you see me moving it around a bunch, it's giving me so much anxiety because
these tables.
I'm not gonna lie, the tables that I bought to connect our boom arms to for season two are not giving. They're very wobbly.
Yeah.
I need to change it. It's fine. You know what tables would probably work better? My fucking snack tables.
Oh, yeah. This bitch doesn't have, like, any furniture
yet. Should have used those.
So she uses those, like, foldable, like, fucking snack tables for us to eat on. It's like...
Which, honestly, like, I you know what? I do have a dining table now.
Well, the irony is that you have, like, this billion-dollar apartment, and then we're eating off of these, like, snack tables.
Shit-ass Target, like, snack tables.
It feels so wrong. But
it's fine, though. But anyways... Are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Season two.
Look, it's different. Look,
guys,
everyone,
I know.
Look.
We have a lot to go over with you guys, a lot to update you on. Season two, we haven't talked to you guys in what, like a month and a half?
Oh my God, a month and a half? Yeah, that's sad. It's not okay.
No, I know. It's been absolutely crazy, but we're pumped. Season two, we're back. We're better than ever.
Are we? I'm not.
Yeah, actually, Lily's not. Lily's, we'll get into it. Lily's been talking. Lily's been rough as of lately.
Like the most rough probably ever.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
It's all right.
It's funny. Though. It's good for the show.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for the show.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Lily's been giving nothing but everything at the exact same time. I have been giving mother wife. So
nothing.
Yeah. Lily's like, dump your boyfriend so you could go back to being chaotic.
She's
Thank
pulling,
you.
Like she's ruining our show. Like she's, you're just not giving anymore. Like I need toxic.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
You're ruining the brand.
You know what? Well, we go back and forth in phases.
Do.
Like Lily will be on like her crazy toxic insane shit, and
we've
then
only been single at I'll the same like, time for 5 minutes. Like
yeah, no,
it's
like
so annoying.
I think probably one episode.
Yeah, no, legit one episode. We were like, we're not single.
We're like, yeah, it's about to get crazy. And then like next week you're like, I'm back with work, babe. Like, and then I'm like, I met a man.
Yeah, like fuck.
Right but now. Yeah, all right, season two, we have a lot to go over in this episode, but at the same time, this episode will probably be on the shorter side because it is the first episode of season two. We want to just kind of like, you know, just go over what.
And the next two episodes will be long and unbelievable.
Yeah,
so.
We already recorded one of them. We're recording tomorrow with another guest, and we're
and they're so the guests
pumped.
Are so good. So
yeah, you guys are gonna
super excited.
You guys are gonna eat it up.
Yeah,
but yeah. So season two, obviously, first things first, we have a whole new setup. We're no longer in the bed.
We got out of the bed. We looked hungover in every episode.
We
miserable
guys. We finally got out of bed.
Yeah.
After all this time,
we're up, we're sitting up, like we're doing our makeup, like
right. We're sitting up, yet I'm like leaned back crisscross applesauce. I'm like, you know,
I know.
Yeah Oh, that's a big thing though, guys. I instead of you know how I was like, why look simple when you could look stunning, but I was like, no, I love looking simple. Listen, you guys on TikTok specifically bullied me
per usual. I get bullied on TikTok every day.
Lots of Casper the ghost jokes. So here I am now looking stunning, except my hair was like really bad this morning and I woke up late. Lily's like, Christina, you better be up.
No, I texted her. I was like,
over,
I'm fucking coming. I have a busy day. Like, hurry up. Like,
and I was like, God damn it. So that's why the hat's on. But honestly, I kind of given a hat.
No,
I feel like that's my,
you give.
It's my look.
Yeah.
But yeah, so new studio, quote unquote. This is actually just a corner of my bedroom that we destroyed. Guys, my dreams of having like an aesthetic, beautiful bedroom to wake up to
this
every day.
Little sign here says fuck.
Yeah. Like, guys, so yeah, we put some shelves up. Obviously, the iconic brick is back.
Yeah.
We brought her back. We got
pink
chairs. And this is all empty right here because we actually have a Gin and Toxic neon sign coming in the mail. But neon signs take a while to
We have make. A lot of delays. Like, a lot of delays are happening for season two, but we were like, we can either delay season two another month or just start and have things kind of happen.
Yeah, and just, and you know what? That, I think that's the beauty of Gin and Toxic. It's messy. It's raw. Chaotic. It's real.
This is our brand.
Yeah, so you know what? It's fine.
It and really it's fun because we have like more surprises coming. Like we have a photo shoot that you guys have already seen and stuff, but then we have more coming.
Yeah, we have more shit coming.
So it's fun.
Yeah, we're hyped. So yeah, we'll have a neon sign here soon. Probably, so it should come in the next like 2 to 3 weeks. So you guys are going to see like 3 episodes before it goes up. But yeah, it's just empty.
It's gonna
right
be
now.
So cool though. I'm fucking excited.
Let us know
it.
What you want to see here in the meantime. Maybe just like a big photo of, maybe like that photo of Lily with the American flag sign behind her.
Fuck you. Okay, so
maybe
fuck
that
you.
Like gorgeous, like Pinteresty, like Lily 2014 image. Like maybe that's what we'll put there. Maybe we put tier list East villains right here. Like, you know,
you're just
like
going right in
tier list. Like, yeah, like we have Cody
at
James
the bottom of the pyramid. Cody James has a girlfriend.
Is taken now at the top of the pyramid. Matt Rossi. Rossi?
At the top of the pyramid, Matt Rossi. Period.
He styled us, him and Lily in conjunction, styled us for our season 2 shoot.
Yeah, he did
and,
all the work, actually.
He was
thanks,
what?
Matt. He did all the work. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, he did do most of the work. Yeah. But, oh my God, what a sis.
Yeah, what a fucking sis.
He was so fucking funny.
He's so funny.
He had his shit together. I was like, Matt, we're about to get real comfortable. Like, my pants kept, like, coming undone. I'm like, Matt, like, fucking pin
he's
my
like
asshole.
Pinning the pants, like, looking down my ass crack. Yeah, I'm like, cool, dude.
Yeah, like, at the top of the list, Matt.
Matt,
you're at the top.
Yeah.
For now.
No, bottom of the list. I'm sorry. What are we talking about? Cody Blanc. Sorry, Cody.
Those of you that like are not hip to like New York City TikTok probably have not
you're
a
like,
fucking clue who we're talking
honestly,
about.
Look up the East villains on TikTok. Yeah. It'll give you a headache, but at the same time, you're going to be so intrigued.
It'll give you a headache. It'll make you question a lot of things. Yeah. Like, but
you're like, one of them has an STD. Which one is it?
One of them has a girlfriend. One has an STD. One's like just a raging whore. Like, one definitely is unemployed. Like, you know, one has daddy's money, like.
For sure.
Yeah. But anyways, the point is that let us know what you want to see here in the meantime. But we have these gorgeous shelves over here. We have like a little like gaming thing. We have a Pez. We have, I love this phone. This, the Lips phone is absolutely
so
giving.
Good.
We have pillow covers.
I love how we just said at the bottom is Cody Blanc and gave no reason why.
At the bottom,
he's watching
Cody
this, like, fuck you. Like, what the fuck? I'm so nice to you guys. Like,
I'm literally crying. We're just like, yeah, the rest of them
he's
are
our
just like kind of like
ex,
in the middle.
So he's
like, yeah. Oh God, yeah.
I'm literally in tears. That was so funny.
It's okay. Cody, we love both Cody's.
One a little
some,
bit more
than
the other.
Yeah, some more than others.
So we have
you
to figure
stop it
out. Talking about them.
Anyways, we have our fuck sign. We have a tit.
Oh, we have a Gin and Toxic condom.
Yes. Oh, guys, yes, we got Gin and Toxic condoms made, which.
And you guys are attacking us about it.
No, we. I've never gotten so many fucking
DMs. We'll do a giveaway.
Yeah. We were thinking if there's like a way we could try and incorporate them, like maybe when we come out with merch or something in the next few months, we could like, with every merch order, we'll throw in like a condom or two.
We should
for
order
you guys
a fuck ton more and just like throw them around.
Yeah,
like,
give
Washington
them out
Square
to everybody.
Park.
Yeah,
in the park,
like. No, literally, so we will work on that, but yeah, so hopefully we'll be able to get those out to you guys. In the meantime, I only ordered 25 of them because I like didn't know if they were gonna be like a hit or a miss. I also didn't really know what we were gonna fully do with them yet, so I was like, I'll order
we
25.
Just had to have them.
Yeah, like, because we were talking about what we're doing with like the decor, and we actually, in replacement of this robot right here, this is like, this robot,
she's temporary.
Cute, but she's temporary. There's supposed to be a pink and black gumball machine there.
Yeah.
But we're having issues with Amazon. They lost the original package.
Everything, you guys, everything that could go wrong is going
went
wrong. You don't like, even understand.
Yeah, like, but
we had
they
this
lost
huge
it.
Campaign planned. Everything fell through.
No, guys, like we were supposed to do like, we won't get into too much, but we're supposed to do 2 photo shoots for season 2.
In the main one.
In
like
the main
huge campaign.
Big one, our outfits got stuck in customs. Well, they got cleared by customs and then stuck again. Yeah. And we're like, we're not getting those.
And
they
shipped out like weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
it's just like so out of our control at this point. It's so annoying.
We're honestly, you got to laugh about it. We're like laughing, but also panicking, also laughing. Like,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's fine. We figured it out. But anyways, he's temporary because we're going to have a gumball machine there. And I was like, oh my God, when we we put the gumballs in the machine, let's also put some condoms in there. And then I was like, wait a minute, there has to be a website to like print custom condoms. And what do you know? Customcondoms.com exists. And yeah, easy peasy. Got some G&T condoms, yeah. Like, and now I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to have to email them and be like, let's partner up, bro. Like, because we're going to be producing condoms a lot
more
of these.
Like, are they good? Like,
I mean, I would assume so.
Are they like thin? Like,
what does it say on the back?
You got to have like an ultra thin.
One premium lubricated latex condom.
Oh, lubricated. Good.
When used properly, latex condoms are intended to prevent pregnancy, HIV-AIDS, and many other sexually transmitted infections, though they cannot eliminate risk. This Thank product contains natural rubber latex.
This is exactly what I wanted.
When does it expire? It expires in 2027.
We're good. Guys, we're good. We're good.
We're good. Wow. Okay. Natural rubber latex, which may cause allergic reactions, including anaphylactic shock.
Thank you.
Made in
That's
Malaysia.
That's enough. Thank you so much,
Made
Christina.
In Malaysia, produced in Boston. Thank you very much. I hope everybody enjoyed that. I'm going to try and put that back as swiftly as possible. This is like a little difficult.
That's awkward. There look. You go.
Boom. Beautiful. I personally, my favorite thing on these shelves is right above me, porn for women of a certain age.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun decor. That one's staying.
Yeah, that's staying.
And we're going to switch to just like in every episode, look at the shelves and see if
yeah,
what
we're
going to
put little Easter eggs. We also did have a DIY at home vasectomy kit.
they're like, sorry, did I just hear that?
Yeah, correctly? Is that correct?
No, yeah. DIY vasectomy kit.
At home vasectomy kit.
We're gonna set it up with Cody James.
Yeah, it's not on the shelves unfortunately right now because it didn't really fit, but like we'll make it work. Mm-hmm. Like maybe we get like a little table to go in the middle, like in the middle.
We just like have Cody James hold it the entire episode.
like a teddy bear. Yeah. Or one of us holds it just like to throw him off, and we're like, oh, this is our like emotional support vasectomy kit.
He's just like, what am I doing here?
You want to try it?
He's like, I'm actually not comfortable with this. Like, I'm leaving.
Women in STEM.
Yeah, women in
STEM.
Women in STEM.
Anyways, back on track. This setup is gorgeous. We hope you guys like it also. We're going to perfect it over time. We're really excited for the neon sign. And yeah, I look stunning now. I hope you guys agree.
Yeah, now I look stunning.
Now I look stunning. No more Casper the Ghost jokes. You know what? We got new lights, by the way, too. If you guys can tell, it looks a lot more daylightish rather than like super harsh, like the ring light was. We used just use one ring light.
It was brutal.
And it was really harsh.
Whatever, guys.
But it's fine. So we're perfecting things. And I also would hope right now we're using the same camera, but I would like to upgrade our camera soon.
Yeah.
Because bigger and better.
Bigger
we go.
And better. Season
bigger
2.
And better, baby. Bigger, better. Better.
We have to stop doing that. We've been doing that for like an hour now. It's really bad.
Anyways, is there anything else?
No, let's jump in.
All right, there's nothing else to go over with season 2. Is there? I don't know. We're gonna have really great guests on.
Yeah, everything's just about to get hotter.
Hotter.
What
else? Oh, you know what we can, confront head on? if you guys have noticed... our episodes are now up on what used to be Beauty Chicky.
Oh my god, yes.
R.I.P. Beauty Chicky. R.I.P.
Beauty Chicky,
guys. This will actually go when we do like our recap, we'll kind of touch on it. But I had this discussion with my manager, and like Beauty Chicky has kind of run its course, and we love her and she's great. And also the channel is just sitting very dormant. And we want to get the word out about G&T more.
And it has like 8 billion subscribers.
Yeah, not
so
just
maybe
kind of,
we should use that.
Yeah, transparent with you guys. We're not going to just let like, you know, my channel sitting with 700K and like great engagement just like sit still like I used to. So, so we're starting to upload the episodes on here. You guys will probably see like the name will be changed to Gin and Toxic and everything. But we are really hyped. So hopefully we bring in some, you know, some of you that knew me from Beauty Chicky. Come on into G&T. If you didn't already know about it, it's a good time. It's a
they're
a
like
lot
they're gonna be like
raunchier and nastier than
yeah
Beauty
your
Chicky.
Fans from when you were like 15 are gonna like see that upload and be like, oh cool, and they're gonna click on it and be like, whoa,
what is this?
This ain't Beauty Chicky anymore.
Yeah, but you know,
but
what
they all grew up
they
too.
All grew yeah, up exactly. with me that's exactly. the thing is that they grew up and I grew up. It's not like I stayed doing like old school like what's in my purse like Beauty Chicky stuff, you know.
Yeah,
everybody grows with us. That's the one thing I love. I love getting DMs from people that are like, that they like grew with me, or that they like stopped watching me a long time ago and then they rediscovered me. And now that they're older, they love my new content.
No, that's the best.
And I'm also, I'm not going to lie, one of the, you know, selfishly most rewarding things too is people that say that they found me through my ex because they were like boy band fan and they're not anymore. Yeah. And, but they love G&T.
I'm glad you grew up. I'm glad you fucking grew up.
No shame in the boy band game. Okay. I'm not going to lie. The other day, I did go into Ticketmaster to look for Big Time Rush tickets, okay?
No, guys, I did it. We still love a good boy band.
We love a good boy band, just not that boy
band. Just not that one. No, your channel went from like, what's in my purse, to like, DIY vasectomy kit.
Yeah. Imagine I just upload like a promo video for season two. DIY vasectomy.
Set up our DIY vasectomy kit with that. Oh, that would be funny. That we got that like professionally like filmed.
Shot. We have to hit up our outfits. Ex's fucking friends.
Workpay is gonna follow me forever.
How do you think I feel about fucking boy band? I was in Patrizia's having a. This is fucking. What has it been? 4 years now? Three years?
4 years.
Yeah, maybe almost 4 years now. I don't know. Yeah. Or I think three years since we broke up. Right. Anyways, I was in Patrizia's with my mother like 2 months ago.
Italian restaurant.
Italian, beautiful little Italian restaurant. In Williamsburg, is right around Christmas time. What the fuck do you think starts playing?
What do you think?
Christmas music from my ex-boyfriend's boy band.
Like,
3 years later, I'm like, I'm just never going to escape it. They're not even a band anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
They're not even a band anymore.
Like, like, you're done.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, it'll haunt me. I've just learned to laugh at it.
It's funny now.
No, it is. And you know what? I think people need to learn to take a joke. I think most people on the internet that know me now know that when I make jokes about them, I'm literally just like fucking around. But there's definitely some like, you know, little kids out there that are still like, oh my God, you should make fun of your ex-boyfriend.
Like,
and I'm
like, no. I make fun of my ex-boyfriends every day.
Yeah, like I can make fun of my ex.
I make fun of Christina. Like, right. Make fun of everyone. It's nothing personal, babe. Like,
right. Except it's personal with you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's always personal.
We're like so mean to each other. Like, we were at this event the other night and people like weren't getting it. Like, they were like, oh, well, I understand. I'll talk about the event.
I said something. You were like, yeah, like, blah. And I was like, no, that's not her. I forgot what it was. I was grilling you about something at the table.
Everyone just thought we were like, I could tell people were like trying to understand. We were like at this dynamic influencer event and everyone, well, first of all, everyone was like, who the fuck are you about me? Like they were like, who the fuck are you? And then everyone was like trying to like lock into our dynamic and like understand.
Yeah. Like, they'd be like, wait, so are they best friends or do they like low key hate each other? Like,
what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Anyways.
I'll talk about soon how I told the whole table about my breakup.
Oh yeah, then, yeah, we'll get into it. But God, it was so funny. All right, so
Christina
now that
was
we
just sitting there like, yeah, it yeah, wasn't good.
I'm just like sitting there, I'm like, I'm gonna just let Lily
take this
run
one.
Her course. Yeah, do it. But you know, it's fine.
It's a good story.
It is.
It's so good.
It's a fabulous story.
You were
Lily
like,
is
no,
insane.
You were like, pull up the receipts. Like, I'm passing my phone
no,
around
Lily's
the table.
Like a fucking, like, the Last Supper. Like, her phone going around the fucking table. Everyone's, like, pressing play.
These girls I met
in,
2 minutes ago.
No, literally 2 minutes.
I told Workman I did that, too. And he was like, you have to stop. He was like, eventually it's going to be, like, a mutual friend. I was like, I know. It'll be hilarious. Like, I'm
said,
exposing
if
you.
If you want me to stop, then
you
shouldn't have done it.
Okay, let's get into
it. Let's get into it. All right.
Toxic thing of the week.
We're
honestly
back.
You start because mine will
what did I say
spiral.
My toxic oh yeah. Okay, so my toxic thing of the week is that I decided to throw a bitch fit over my boyfriend not adding me back on Snapchat.
Ew, okay, first of all.
And it was the stupidest.
You're done. Okay, first of all, you're done. She did say Snapchat. She just said Snapchat.
I did just say Snapchat. So,
which she hasn't used ever.
Yeah, and neither does my boyfriend. But, okay, so here's, I'll try and keep this story
please,
short and
God,
concise.
God, because I just heard it and I fell asleep.
It's so, yeah, it's so stupid, guys. But, okay, so essentially what happened is my boyfriend right now is in Europe. I'm meeting him there actually in like a few days. That's a whole thing. We'll talk about it in our recap. But, yeah, he's in Europe right now just like traveling. And he sent me like a funny photo, like texted me a photo, and it was like him in his hotel room. It had like the timestamp on it and the location where he was at. And he like made like a funny joke and he's like, me versus my haters, like, you know, just fucking around. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, you took that photo on Snapchat? add me on Snapchat. Why are we not friends on Snapchat? And he's like, yeah, he's like, we're not friends on Snapchat because I don't use Snapchat. I used it for the filter so I could send you that.
That is why I still have it, because sometimes I'll like use one of the
filters. Yeah. He's like, I literally took that photo and whatever. He's like, I don't even use Snapchat. And I just went back and forth with him for forever. It was like, well, add me on Snapchat. And he's like, it's so pointless. It's like, add me on Snapchat. And he like has like his phone's like fucked up. So like, he kept getting notifications, those Snapchat notifications where it's like, this person posted in their story. And he like turned all notifications off, but like it wasn't working. He was still getting them. So the only thing that works is like logging out of Snapchat. So he's like, I logged in, used the filter, logged back out. I'm not going to go back in for like another month. Fair. Anyways, we're going back and forth and he's like, you don't even use Snapchat. I was like, I don't. The fact that
you're pushing him to add you on Snapchat. How old are we? Like, I know.
No, that's why this is so stupid, because I'm like, add me on Snapchat. And he's like, Christina?
No, like I'm not.
This is the stupidest conversation we could be having. I'm not doing that. Yeah, like my boyfriend's like 26. He's tired. Okay. Yeah, he's so tired of it. Okay. But anyways, long story short, we ended up going back and forth. He did add me on Snapchat and he was like, are you happy? And I was like, yes, I am happy. He's like, all right, I will add you back for your own peace of mind. And so he added me and he messaged me and he was like, are you happy on Snapchat? I said, yes, I am. And then I started questioning, wait a minute, am I the whore? Because his Snapchat score was like nothing and mine is way higher. But then I discovered that Lily's is like way higher than me. So I'm like, all right, maybe Lily's a Snapchat whore.
I was in high school for sure. Yeah. Like for sure.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah. But long story short. Yeah. Everybody. That's what I said. I was like, Lily's still living in 2016 sometimes. It's okay though.
It's fine.
You know what? This is like
2016 was a great fucking time, dude.
Right. You use Snapchat. I still wear the Brandy Melville sweatpants. These are actually Brandy Melville.
We all have those. Actually, I was thinking earlier that they're so cute.
I know. I love these sweatpants.
Yeah, they look bomb.
I know. I tried to get my hands on the Skims boyfriend sweatpants that everybody keeps talking about the other day. Sold out in every single color, of every course. Single size.
I don't even try with Skims anymore. It's like exhausting.
In fucking sane. I'd rather just like go to Nordstrom and like see what they have in person. Yeah, and that's when I get my Skims. But anyways, long story short, the Snapchat thing was so fucking stupid. My boyfriend literally like texted me the next day and he's like, well, that was really stupid and dumb. And I was like, yeah. And he even made a joke with me. He was like, he was like, yes, I will add you back on Snapchat just so you can, you know, look at my Snapchat score on a daily basis and see that I'm not using Snapchat.
Called you out.
Yeah, no, literally called me out. He does that a lot.
Yeah, well, it's fair. You're fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. He has a lot of patience with me because I could tend to be a crazy bitch and some stuff that I went through in my past has caused me to be a little bit of a crazy bitch.
Oh, and you're the a beginning crazy of our, bitch?
Yeah, Lily...
Some girl told me she wanted to hire me the other night to be like an FBI agent.
Oh no, Lily's is even worse. No, I'm crazy bitch as in like in the relationship. Like we had like a little bit of a rocky start to our relationship because I was a crazy bitch. He's helped bring me back down to earth.
It was valid.
Yeah, on no, your behalf. I think it was pretty valid. But no, he brought me back down to earth. Everything's good. But yeah, Lily's a crazy bitch as in like you need to find out where your man is, question, what your ex is doing, anything.
When you check, because in the beginning of the relationship, the thing with Christina's man is he's in this world where he like meets a lot of girls, like not in that way, but like
work. Like
and like
you guys, we networking. Always we hint on this a lot that he works at a sports media company. Like take a wild guess.
Fucking like, guess, you figure know. It out. Like I'm over it. But like when you would see like his following count went up. When you looked at his who he was following, was it in order?
Yeah. You know what? So here's the thing. It's in, it goes, it's in chronological order. If they, I don't know what the number is, but if they're following a lot of people, it goes into chronological.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Like mine's not in chronological because I follow like 300 something people, but people that like follow over like 500 or so people, it goes into
Instagram's
chronological.
Instagram's been glitchy. Girls. Okay. I'm giving you the tea
FBI
right now
advice.
Because everyone knows that. Back like probably like 2 years ago, it wasn't in order anymore. But if you went on your laptop and looked, it was in order. Okay. But then Instagram took that all away and like nothing was ever fucking in order. But now for some reason, like sometimes when I'm obviously up Workbay's asshole, like checking him like a psychopath, no shame in my game, but clearly I have no problem saying that.
We all do it with our exes.
And sometimes it's not in order, but like if I check like a few times throughout the day, eventually when I click on it, it's in
it'll go back into order. Yeah. I don't know. I genuinely think it's like if they follow a certain amount of people, because I listen, everybody has stalked their ex. Everybody has looked through their boyfriend or ex-boyfriend's fucking following list before. I did that with all my boyfriends, some more frequently than others. But like, for example, with when I was doing that, when me and Boy Band broke up, like he was following quite a bit of people. So it wasn't chronological when I did that with me and NYU That's BD. So nice when it's it in wasn't order. In chronological because he doesn't follow a lot of people. My current boyfriend, when I was going crazy at the beginning of a relationship and I was looking, it wasn't chronological.
So a lot of the time, so his like, followers isn't. It like his recent followers is in order.
Yeah.
But his following isn't. But the follower, like, you know, it if he matches followed her, up. She yeah, followed him back. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'll figure it out. I'll
yeah, we sound insane.
I literally don't fucking I know care we're, anymore, no, bro.
But we're not because, you know, like
I
somebody.
I got fucked over. I'm just checking
No, but
it
it's
out.
Also like some people might be like, oh, you guys sound crazy.
Every
Shut
single girl
fuck
does
up.
It. Fuck you.
Every single girl has looked through their boyfriend, ex-boyfriend,
I'm also
a guy
never
that they
crazy
liked,
until a guy makes
their
me
follower.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm never like this. I wasn't like this with Workbay at all, actually, until I got to the point where he put me in this position, unfortunately.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, I don't trust you anymore, so now I'm going to be a fucking psycho.
Yeah, so, okay, so, Lily,
so
toxic thing
that.
Of the week. So why are we not trusting Workbay? What's going on? So. What? Yeah, as...
You're tired of it.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm tired of it.
Shocker. Lily's, guess who? What's Lily's toxic thing of the
oh,
week?
Oh,
oh, oh. Who's
well,
it about?
Not this time. I didn't get dumped this time. I dumped him.
Yeah, but it's about Workbay.
Yeah, I'm single, guys. My
toxic
thing
call
of the
this
week.
Workbay Confessions of the Week or, so,
Workbay
or something.
Workbay is canceled.
Yeah, right now Workbay's canceled, but he gets canceled every few episodes.
Beep.
So
yeah, but this time, like, it
yeah,
really.
He's real canceled.
This is the longest we've been broken up. So.
It's been what, like 2 weeks?
3 weeks.
Three. Wow. I'm so
in 4
proud
days,
of you.
No, I'm just kidding.
4 days.
In 27 minutes. No, but yeah, I'm single. Well, first of all, my toxic thing of the week is that I just went through the worst breakup of my entire life. And then 2 weeks later, I got laid off.
Yeah.
I am unemployed again. I'm so sick of this
I remember
life.
You were unemployed the first time announcing on GNT.
Oh, my God. But that was
We've
like
been through a lot
silly,
on this show.
But this is not silly. Like, I just lost a really good job. It was obviously like not like performance based. It was a budget cut situation. But it fucking sucks because now it's like it's more the inconvenience of it, to be
yeah,
honest, finding
yeah,
a new
yeah,
job.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other thing. Back to the juicy stuff. Workbay, me, beep, done. Yeah. So obviously you guys know like. Are at the end of last year, pretty much since like right after my birthday in August up until 3 weeks ago, we were so good. We were like, you know, the best we've ever been. And then things just kind of like randomly in like mid-January just started to like, well, not me. It was all him. I'm perfect.
Right.
I keep
As
stressing this to
usual,
him.
Lily's perfect.
No, I really, really was. Like,
you're always perfect.
No, it's never my fault. No, it really wasn't 100%. Actually at all. I was just like existing in my little bubble, like living my life. And then he like legit, there's no other way to put it, woke up one day and was just like, this is what makes us think that he has some kind of, he has like an impulse thing. This has always been the problem with Workbay, right?
Yeah.
And he admits it, like he's a very self-aware king, like doesn't really make a difference. I'm like, okay, great, you're admitting it, but like we're not changing it,
right?
But he has like serious,
you know what, the first
issues.
First step is actually rejection. Second step
yeah.
is acceptance.
Exactly.
We're moving on to three now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Exactly. So he, like, for example, on my birthday, if you guys remember the birthday disaster, basically.
Oh, we remember.
Yeah, we remember. Like,
everyone remembers
he
things.
Found out some shit about me and like instead of having a conversation with me, broke up with me, blocked on everything. Goodbye. Same thing happened in November. Like some
sometimes I wish I could
shit.
Do that to Lily.
If anyone else does it to me, I'm going to be like, I'm moving home. Like, I'm
New
this
York.
Close right now, bro.
Maybe but, New York isn't for me.
No, actually. Like, I'm like want to run away so badly. But yeah, the same thing happened in November. Like, one little thing goes wrong and he's like, out the door. Goodbye. Like, just so impulsive and so intense, like, when things happen. So the same thing happened a few weeks ago. He literally woke up one day and was just like, yeah, I like... gotta focus on myself, but oh my God, all this stupid bullshit.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
know.
what the fuck. And so we're like on the rocks for about a week. I don't really want to get too into it, but then he did something really fucking stupid take a lucky guess. Yeah. And I was a goner. So, and I found out on some FBI shit.
Yeah, this was a...
It was such a roller coaster of a week. Yeah. Like, truly unique. And all my friends have been dragged through it with me.
I told Lily, like, I was... The other day, we're texting about something completely normal. And then out of nowhere, she sends me, like, a little paragraph message that says something about, like, oh, well, this happened. This... Maybe this will happen with Work Bay or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then in comes... a 5-minute voice memo. And I was like, oh, here we go.
Ryan's so sick of it. My roommate is so sick of it.
Oh, yeah. She lives with you. I can only imagine. Yeah. Holy shit.
I'm so sorry. Like, what am I supposed to do? I have to talk about it. Like,
yeah, it's fine. Gotta get out of your system.
Girls, like, deal with things by talking about the same thing
over and over.
And I saw this TikTok again. That was like, girls never want solutions. They just want to talk about it and feel empathy from their friends.
Yeah, like, that's like...
Because there's no solution.
You know that... that TikTok audio was like, yep, I remember
that. And she was a slut.
Yeah, she was a slut. And it's like the like caption says like me and my friend going over the same drama from 10 years ago. Like revisiting the same.
Literally. Yep. We do that all the time about like what happened like early last year. We do that all the time.
Oh my God, yeah.
And she was a slut.
Right. She was a slut. Like... I love talking about old drama. Like,
no,
love I it. Still like the other like week when I went out, Raquel and Amanda, my two college friends, we're talking about fucking Raquel's ex-boyfriend from high school that fucked her over. I'm like, yeah, that was still so fucked up of him.
Like, we're going blah, on blah, like blah, 10 like, years ago.
Yeah. Like, and we're like, we don't care. We're like, you know what? Yeah, fuck him. Remember what he did to you? Yeah. So fucked up. Yeah, fuck him. I bet he's still a horrible person.
Like, he's like a human rights activist now. Right. He's like saving the world. He's like
saving global warming.
Oh my God. Like, imagine. Right. Yeah. So
him and Greta are like best friends.
Him and who?
Greta.
Oh, Greta.
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 Is it Greta?
Greta.
That was Greta.
That was good. Yeah, so basically I've just been like repeating the same trauma for the past like 3 weeks every single day. It's been really fun. Like with anyone who will listen. Like I'm in the grocery store and I'm like, hey, guess what? I just got out of a relationship. Like,
yeah.
And they're like, okay.
What do you want me to do about that?
Yeah, but it's been really fun. Now, what are we wondering? Are we still talking? Yes. But not, it's not like that. Like every single time I talk to Work Bay, it's like
some, I gotta keep my mouth.
For some reason we talk and then at the end of the conversation, it always comes back to like, I'm like, well, fuck you. Fuck what you did to me. We're never getting back together. Like, it's such a mess. It's such a mess. And then, oh, I sent Christina. Okay, I'm just like rambling now, but I found this TikTok last night.
Please go on. I'm restraining myself from saying anything.
Come on, the TikTok was funny this morning.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah,
that was funny. I found this TikTok. Guys, I'm fucking nuts. Once again, I have no shame. I'm like stalking, like, he's been hanging out with this girl, and I'm like, and I've been like stalking her and all her friends like a fucking insane person.
As you do.
And, yeah, I really just, the internet just has to know all my business. Like, I don't care. So
it's fine.
And
we are not doing anything that is different than what the rest of you bitches watching this are doing. We know you're stalking your ex. You know, we know you're stalking your boyfriend. Yeah. You're stalking your ex. Or
this is definitely the craziest I've been.
Like,
When I broke up with my ex last year that we did it for years, like, I didn't check his following once. I didn't give a goddamn.
No, that's how I was with my last boyfriend, but with boy band. Psycho. Boy band was what put me into therapy.
Well, like, no, because with your last boyfriend, remember his Snapchat location was on?
Oh my God.
You were a fucking psycho. But not for that long.
Oh my God. I dragged this man to like Miami. I looked up where he was.
He went to Miami with his first of all, this man like doesn't drink, doesn't party, has like four friends. And he goes to Miami a few days after they break up with his like little sister and like family and shit. And she's like, what the fuck is he doing in Miami? Like freaking like, the fuck
and
out.
He was there for so long though. He's there for like 2 weeks. I'm like, leave.
Like, I was like, he's with his like grandfather. Like he's like not in South Beach with the boys. Like it's okay.
No, I know. And then I remember when we met up to get like coffee, you like sometime after this. Well, I asked him, like, what has he been up to? And he's like, oh, yeah, like, after we broke up, I actually went to Miami
for a bit. Oh, my God, you did?
No way. Yeah, and turns out he was literally there with, like, his cousins. And the reason it said he was staying at, like, some bougie-ass place is because he was with his cousins who, like, their dad is, like, a fucking millionaire. And so he got this, like, new apartment there, and he was staying there. And he was like, yeah, we just, like, hung out and, like.
It has to be done.
Yeah, but honestly, though, that compared to some of the shit I did, it wasn't nearly as bad. No, not nearly as bad.
But when they wrong you, you're just like, I need to know.
Wait a minute. I think I texted you this the other day. I remembered the other day that for 2 months after me and my
God, this is fucking batshit crazy. This is batshit crazy.
This is nuts. For like 2 months after me and my ex of 4 years broke up, I texted his sister on his little sister, on an almost daily basis for her to look at his phone and see if he changed his wallpaper yet.
But why didn't he, why would he not change it?
I think because we were both like a little in denial that like we broke up. Like it was like one of those things that like we didn't want to break up, but we were like, we definitely need to and we should. And, you know, looking back at it, obviously it was like, yeah, we needed to. But I was, I don't know.
Yeah, if you never like end up getting back together, then obviously.
Yeah, like he was like a little in denial and I was like a little in denial. And I still like, I was like afraid. I had like an attachment issue. So like I couldn't change my wallpaper from the photo of us. And so that's why I was texting her every day being like, did he change it? And I remember the day that he did, like I like called fucking Andrea, my life coach.
For some reason, that was your last straw.
Like that was the last straw.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
I mean, I remember when
that
was
so
when me and Workbay were on the rocks, he came over and I was like, can I see your phone for a second? And he was like, yeah, why? And he changed his lock screen. I started bawling.
Yeah.
I was like, no, like, what? We haven't even broken up yet. Why did you do that? I knew you were going to leave me again.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I'm
single. You know what? That would be a great episode where we like talk about the crazy things we've done after a breakup, and we could even put like a question box up on Instagram and be like, what's the craziest shit thing you did when you got out of a relationship, like in terms of like shit like that, like texting his little sister to ask if he changed his fucking lock screen. Like
I'm just like, I'm the craziest thing I've ever done is what I've been doing the past like 2 weeks. Like
yeah, Lily's
I feel like I know these girls that he's been hanging out. Like right. It's so bad, bro. And I'm wondering,
oh my God, did you get highlights? Like she got highlights.
No, like, and like they seem great. Like these girls seem so nice. I'm like, do you guys want to hang out? Like we have so many. I have so many mutual friends with these girls, and now I'm like up their ass. And eventually, one of them is gonna see me like viewing their Instagram stories. Like I'm not even doing it on a burner account, bro. I'm doing it on my main account, like viewing all their stories whenever they're on.
Do you have
a
burner account?
I had one for like my job where I would like plan like our Instagram feed on it and stuff, but like no, I've had them, but I don't even have them anymore.
I was gonna say
no shame in my stalking, bro. I will do it on my main account. I don't give a fuck. I will stalk the shit out of these people.
I was gonna say I could give you the login to my burner.
Period.
It's literally just like the profile picture is just like some random blonde bitch that I found on like Pinterest.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm like,
that'll do.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to give away everything, but like some random blonde bitch, and like she has like a cute name, and like she says she's from Miami.
I would just be really concerned if one of them like blocked me.
It's actually just a catfish account.
It's a catfish account. Imagine one of them like blocked me. They're like, they like put it together, because if one of them goes to my account, they're gonna see like our only mutuals are like Workbay and like his friends, and then if you look at like my fourth to last post, he's in it like four times. Like, ooh, I wonder who this is. Like, probably his ex-girlfriend. Like,
I feel like he probably wouldn't block you though, because I also feel like some girls are the type to be like, I'm not gonna block her from viewing my stuff because I want her to see.
Yeah,
but I guess
yeah.
I don't know if it depends on which girl and if they have that mentality or not.
Yeah, I don't know. They're
oh my God, it looks like scary outside.
I know, it's like so
guys, the weather
outside
here is not cute today.
What else do I want to say about that? Not really much. I've just, wow, I just made myself sound like so psychotic. But if you guys know what happened.
This is gin and toxic. So
yeah.
Like,
hey, fuck it. It's called gin and toxic for a reason.
You know?
At least I'm staying on brand. You're not.
Like when, I know I'm not, guys.
I've been a wife. So over it. Like,
I'm a wife. I'm going to meet my husband in Europe in a few days. Like, yeah, because I'm going to Madrid, Milan, and Bolzano. In
fuck you
like 6 days.
All my friends are married, like her, my roommate,
not literally,
and Jeff,
but like, yeah,
are all practically married to their boyfriends, and I'm like, awesome. Paige, what are you doing this weekend? Like, we're hot and single.
I was like, we were like just talking about this, and then it actually happened, guys. My hometown best friend is now engaged, like, actually. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the first friend of mine to like this is what starts the spur of engagements and marriages within my friend group.
We're still like young for that though.
Like, but I feel like I feel like everybody right now is either getting engaged very young or having babies with their boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not true. Not their fiancés. Like, I feel like so many people as of recently are pregnant with their boyfriends.
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
Which I'm like, listen, no shame in the game. Do whatever you want. But at the same time, I'm like, why am I seeing so many people that are pregnant with their boyfriends and there's not even like a higher level of commitment? I don't know. Personally, for me, I can never. I have to be married to someone to have a baby.
If I had been dating him for like 6 years and we were probably about to get engaged anyway, like, and coincidentally, accidentally, I would never plan it. But
Yeah. But like, I mean, I have been seeing some like, oh my God, this like one influencer who I love comes to mind. But like, her and a boyfriend have been dating for like, what, like not even a year or maybe about a year.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm just like, fuck.
No, yeah. Like, fuck that, dude.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know. Like I said, everybody's ready at a different stage in their life. You do whatever makes you happy.
Obviously.
And also, I think I'm just like so like the thought of kids just skeeves me out right now. I had this conversation with my boyfriend actually the other day where we both agreed that kids are icky and sticky until they're about 8 years old.
Yeah.
I'm like, could I have a baby and jump to like eight? Like, that'd
See,
be fine.
I love them when they're like 0 to 3. They're so cute.
I hate them. They're when so they're that age.
I mean, it depends on the kid, actually. But
Lily actually was trying to basically sweet talk me and Paige at Galentine's Day the other day into having children, and
okay,
she
well,
actually
now.
Started.
I meant like one day.
No, but like the scary thing is she actually started to kind of get through to us, because then I started panicking because I was like, who's gonna carry on the Harris name? Like, I don't think it's gonna be my brother. I don't know. My parents are gonna be pissed if I don't have a kid. But then again, I'm like, I shouldn't think about what my parents want.
No. It just really comes down to, I feel like if you do marry like the love of your life. You're so in love, and like eventually, you know, you have like those first 2 years of marriage where you're like, and then a lot of the time people who didn't want kids originally are like, something is missing. Like,
yeah,
it is, like, it is human fucking nature. I mean, obviously that now it's like woke as fuck to not want kids, and like that's totally fine. Like, I actually think it's like badass to not want kids.
I've never like,
but
I don't know, I just feel like I've never, the idea of kids has never like intrigued me.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Though, like, I've like, at least, like, a child, like, I've seen myself sometimes be like, okay, I can have, like, a little girl, but, like I said, like, get past the icky and sticky stage, but, like, unfortunately,
you've also never had, like,
travelers.
It's not like you have, like, a niece or nephew that you, like, fell in love with, or, like,
yeah.
Like, I grew up babysitting, nannying, working in a daycare. Like, I was always around kids and had, like, really special connections with some kids where I learned that, like, not all kids suck. A lot of them suck, but if you raise them right,
not
they can
all of them.
Yeah, they can actually be, like, awesome and whatever. So I feel like that's also, like, you haven't been exposed. Like, you had never had, like, a close connection to a baby. You know? Except for Arlo.
Yeah, me and Arlo vibed at a Gregory's Coffee once.
Yeah, the little girl I used to nanny. She
was
two.
I was like, hey, Arlo.
She was awesome. She would just sit there and be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she was. She was a very patient little
kid. She was,
kid.
Like, so chill. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways,
why are we talking about Arlo?
Babies.
Yeah, so that's that. That's
Lily and Work Bay done. Done. At least for now.
Stop. Like, hopefully for good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, right
Notice
now.
Notice how she said hopefully.
Well, okay, here's my thing, right? I'm like, I keep saying the same thing, but I'm gonna say it again. I don't care. I'm in a place where, like, even if I wanted to, I couldn't. I haven't forgiven him. Like, me and him are on really good terms. He's a great person who just, like, again, he has never had a serious relationship before. I was his first. He hasn't done therapy. Like, there's so many things. He's not where I'm at, like, maturity-wise, mm-hmm. in a relationship. But he's a great person. He did a stupid thing, but he's still an awesome person. I love him to death. But with that being said, I have not forgiven him for what he's done to me still. And, like, we are on really good terms. But, like, you can't get back together with someone who, like, you haven't forgiven yet. And I don't see myself forgiving him for quite some time. I don't see myself forgiving him until I see him actually become a better person and start, like, doing the things he says he's going to do and just being better. 'Cause right now he's just, like, going out and, like, super impulsive and, like, so all over the place. And it, like, gives me so much anxiety that like I just don't have room for that in my life right now. So even if I wanted to, and trust me, I do, every part of me still is in love with him. I'm not interested in dating anyone else right now. Like, I'm not hooking up with anybody. Like, I'm very much...
Well, yeah, you guys just broke up. You're not going to fall right out of love right away. Yeah, you know?
And like, but sometimes yeah, when you break up, like with me and my ex last year, yeah, you're already mentally checked out and yeah, you're ready to move on. And sometimes when you get out of like, a breakup, it's yeah, like, what? Like when we went to Turks and Caicos, we were like celebrating that I was like free. Yeah. And like, it was like...
But like you said, you were kind of breakup. Yeah. You're mentally already checked out for a long time. But the ones that you're not already mentally checked out.
I feel like there's two different kinds of breakups. There's yeah, the one where you feel liberated. And yeah, then there's the one where you just feel devastated. And yeah, I'm just in that one right now. And really, I know I said it before, like, we're never getting back together. Like, really, right now, it wouldn't happen for quite some time if it ever does. And like, you know, if it ever does, I would be just surprised, because the more time that passes, obviously, it just creates like a divide. And
fast forward like 3 episodes.
Fuck you. No, no, there's no way, dude.
We're back together.
No, there's no way. There's no
one
way.
One day we'll have him on the show. Even if you guys aren't back together. No, we need him on.
It would be awesome. He would be. He's so funny.
I would love to have one of my exes on the show. I don't think my last ex would do it.
No.
Actually, I don't think any of them would do it.
I don't think any of them would do it either.
Yeah.
I think Workday would be fucking hysterical to have on.
Yeah.
It would be, that would be legendary, bro.
Well, the last ex, we were like originally said we wanted him and your ex to be on the show. Remember, like together, and they were like pretty hip to it, but I don't.
Yeah, but then my ex ended up like hating Gin and Toxic. Yeah. So didn't work.
Pretty sure mine does too.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, there's that. I'm all right. I'll be fine. I'm really more concerned about being unemployed.
Yeah. We
that's
need to
my
find
way
the girl
bigger
a job.
Issue. Like, but I'll figure that out as well.
So obviously, we already did a 2022 recap episode, but now
where
it's a new season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And listen, when we don't talk to you guys for like a month, a lot can happen in a month. And so
it always tends to happen when we go on these breaks, like the most chaotic shit yeah, fucking possible.
I actually think the 2022 recap was like one of. It was like our second to last episode, or maybe third to last episode before. Because I think our most recent episode before this was Should We Break Up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then before that was 2022 yeah, recap. So we talked about some things in there, and then we haven't talked to you guys. Obviously, we're now getting you caught up on the things that you missed over the past month. Like we said, that's why this episode is definitely going to be like a little bit shorter, and it's kind of just us updating you guys. Also, I made a joke about this. You guys will see in the episode that we're uploading next week. But I'm going to make the joke again because I feel like it's very fitting for an episode like this. We got a Instagram DM from this girl God, the other week.
So funny.
She kept it so fucking real with us, guys. And essentially this DM was like, you guys need to like, let me try and find it. I screenshotted it. She was like, you guys need to like shut the fuck up. I want to like you so bad, but you just keep talking. You keep talking. Period.
Period.
Let me see if I can find it. And anyways, to that girl, I want to say... thank you for keeping it so real with us. However,
I love the comment, like, you're so real for that. Like,
no, you're so real for that, but unfortunately, me and Lily don't shut the fuck up.
Sorry.
So I just don't think it's gonna happen. Where is it? I have so many weird DM screenshots. But it was just like it had me on the floor. Like, I sent it to Lily
she
and
was
I was
so
like
real. Like,
you're oh, listen to this. Shout out to this girl. If she's listening,
I'm obsessed.
I love you. Actually,
I am you. She's like, I hate us as well. So much.
It's even more bad now that I'm rereading this. Can you guys get to the fucking point when you're talking? I want to like you guys so bad, but oh my God, an hour long podcast of nothing.
Oh my God. And that is so fucking fair.
That's so true.
That's
so.
You're so real for real. That.
So real for
oh
that.
Oh my God, it's so
anyway,
true.
Anyway, so shout out to her because this is one of those episodes.
No, it is one of those episodes. And I feel like the 2022 recap episode, we actually did a really good job of like getting it. Like,
yeah,
getting
going down the list.
And
of things.
I feel like maybe we do have some new listeners because we're doing so much promo. Like there might
yeah,
be
yeah,
some
yeah,
people. This is like maybe your first episode,
yeah,
or
so,
you've only listened to a few. Listen to the 2022 recap if you want to just get the gist of everything that happened.
Everything.
To us last
yeah,
year.
If you want
to,
yeah, if you want to get caught up on G&T
we spilled
today,
fucking tea. In
we
that
still need to You know what we said? We had this idea we should do this still on Instagram, where we should post on our Instagram almost like a burn book, like a swipe through of like the boys that we've given nicknames to on the show. So yeah. Like a new listener, if they like don't know who like Work Bay is or Mr. St. Pete or like someone like that, then like they could go and be like, okay, like, you know, study, like, because you guys have so much time to study our podcast.
We have to do that. I forgot. We've had so much season two stuff going on, but those posts where we talked about,
girl, listen, I got a fucking 7.5 hour flight next week of nothingness. Like,
and
I will
get on
that.
If you make like one
shit
or two and I get the layout idea, then I can start making some.
Yeah, start making
too.
More. Yeah. We're like having like a business meeting on air.
I
but
know.
Anyways, shout out to that girl, because this is one of those episodes. But also, if you're a new listener, welcome. And the things that you should know is that we do get off topic at all times.
But I promise
every episode,
we'll always circle back.
We'll always circle back, even if it's like, if you're looking later. Yeah, if you're looking for like a very like structured, like bah, 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 like type of podcast, don't
sign it.
Yeah, you should probably leave. you're not gonna like it here. Anyways, though,
back
okay,
to the recap episode and what happened with that.
Yeah, so in the 2022 recap, we talked about, you guys know that we had these like two friends that we were bestie bays with, and then like some shit hit the fan.
This all happened in like March and April of last year, and
yeah,
we never,
so almost a year ago, honestly,
until that episode. So a lot of you guys messaged us after and we're like, oh my god, we've been wondering like what happened, or just like, holy shit, like I just put it all together. Like, you guys were more intrigued by that tea than I expected.
And
there's,
we talked
an update
about them in like every fucking
and then we just stopped.
Yeah, but yeah, like, you could share it, but yeah, there is a
really good update.
Great. A wholesome update.
A wholsome
to the story
update, guys.
So take it away.
So in, I don't
take
remember
it away
what the clip was. Oh, you uploaded a clip from the episode. And
yeah,
you said his name.
Yeah, I did. I uploaded a clip and I was like, in the clip I was like, oh yeah, one other thing that I want to bring up that relates to so-and-so's birthday is the fact that we went to the strip club with Cody James.
So he saw the clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, he saw the clip and was like, oh, they were talking about that weekend, obviously. And then he probably saw that it was a 2022 recap episode and was probably like, oh shit, let me tune in. And again, it was this guy and his girlfriend that all this happened with. So he saw that clip, obviously then went and listened to the 2022 recap episode where we told the gist of what happened. And the way we told that story was very much like, look, this happened, we're past it now. But, you know, in that time, we were really heartbroken and sad. We weren't like, fuck them, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, we were just, like, mature about it and
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, we were like, we're past it now. Like, yeah, we wish them well.
Yeah, but obviously, like, I brought up, like, how sad I was. And, you know, because I never, like, talked to them in person after everything happened. We didn't even talk in person when it happened. Everything happened so fast. We never really got a chance to, like, have a bit of closure to it. I don't think they knew how I really felt about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how would they? So I think when he watched that episode, obviously he felt some type of way. And I was home in my hometown 2 weeks ago and I woke up to this text from him. And it was this really long text. And it was
so
fucking
nice.
It was so nice. I like got so emotional because obviously they were like our best friends. It was a horrible situation. And he was just like, look, I just listened to the recap episode. Obviously, we have different perspectives, but at the end of the day, we hurt you and we're so fucking sorry for that.
Yeah.
And he was like, obviously, like, you know, you're the victim in this situation, but like, we are just as hurt and we have a lily sized hole in our heart.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah,
just said
yeah,
like the nicest things ever. And then we went back and forth for like a while that morning, like really just kind of hashing it out. But it was just like nothing but good things.
Yeah.
And then he was like, he's still dating the girl. So he was like, should I say their names? I don't know. This is like weird. I don't know. It's weird. No, I won't. But he's still
we'll
dating
her. We'll leave it out
her
for now.
Yeah, we'll
until
leave it out
we
for
all
now
fully rekindle everything. Yeah.
I just like, I wish they had like character names. Like, we
I know.
Nicknames. But he is still dating the girl. So he was like, look.
You guys, like, if you've been listeners for a while,
you know who
we're
talking
about. Exactly
whatever.
We're talking about, yeah.
This couple. So like, he was like, my girlfriend still, like, is really heartbroken about losing you as her best friend and blah, blah, blah. So he was like, you obviously don't have to, but if it's in your heart, reach out to her because she's not going to reach out to you because
of everything. Yeah,
she thinks like, that nervous. Like I, you don't want her to, which is fair. So I was like, okay. And then like a week and a half went by and I did reach out to her. I sent her like a 7-minute voice memo, like a fucking psycho. By the end of it, I was like bawling. And I'm like, again, not really like an emotional person, but I was just like bawling. And I was like, I miss you. And I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. All these things happen and I need you. And blah, blah. I was like, I lost my job. I need you to help me with my resume. Like, you used to be the person for that.
We used to like, if you guys remember, we used to make jokes about her on the show because she was Virgo.
She was our Virgo friend.
Meaning that if you guys know anything about astrology, Virgos are just like the people that like have their like scarily have their shit together. Like this, remember so we said scary. She made like a Google Doc for us that was like gals with goals.
Yeah, that was so
and cute. It was like, yeah, it was really funny and really cute. But yeah, she had her and still definitely
well,
does.
She was so good had for that. Like pushing me there. And yeah, like I have felt that like that presence about her like missing in my life now because yeah. Like obviously like a lot of my friends like push and motivate me but like she was really my girl I went to and would like actually really fucking help me with like job shit whatever course. So I don't know, I just sent her like this long ass voice memo and I could tell when she answered really quickly and she was like
she's probably really excited
she was really excited. Aww. And she was like, honestly, maybe I'll send you another one later that's like I'll put more thought into it and say more like deep shit but like, oh my God, I'm so happy that you just reached out to me. Like, whatever. She was just like super cute. And then we're going to like FaceTime in the next few days and just kind of like catch up with everything. Yeah. But it just felt good.
Yeah. Once they FaceTime, I decided that I need to insert myself into this.
Yeah. We're restarting the group
chat. Yeah. We decided we had a group chat together and it was like a really funny group chat and we have not spoken in it in obviously like almost a year now, kind of. And so I told Lily whenever she like FaceTimes her and rekindles and everything that I would just ever so slightly in that group chat just like be like, hey.
Hey. And you know what's so funny? We like looked at the group chat today and the last messages are brutal. Nasty. Like, and I never even, it was like 20 texts from them like just going off at me and then like I never answered.
Yeah, I know. Like, they're so bad. And so I'm just going to be like, hey.
Let's delete the text above this and carry on this conversation.
Yeah, so.
It was so nice.
We thought it'd be funny.
And they don't even live here anymore. So it's not like anything will ever be like what it was, but. Yeah. It is nice because friendship breakups are the worst. It'll be nice though,
like when they come to visit and like me and Lily were saying like, you know, obviously we'll probably be out in LA a little bit more for the show in the next like year or two. So they live out there now. So we'll be able to like, kinda, you know, say things, you know.
It is
shit
nice.
Happens, she's, but
she when I FaceTime her and tell her everything, she's gonna shit her pants.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be like, yeah, lots happening.
And be like, we broke up 4 times, like since me and that guy, like I'm unemployed again.
Because I was originally excited to tell her like I'm in this amazing relationship and I have my first big girl job, and then like now 2 weeks later I'm like, actually, so so no.
Things have changed. No, that's but yeah, so
that
funny.
Was good. That was great.
Yeah, so we're really happy. Really, I'm like, I didn't even talk to them yet, and I'm pumped about it. Because they were obviously like Lily's best friends, and then Lily was the one that introduced them to me.
Oh, we were all and then so we were close, all
like besties. So I was like, Lily, once you make your rekindling with them, like, because a lot of what happened was like, you know, between her and them. So I was like, you guys rekindle, be besties, and then I'll ever so, you know, just. Sly like a little snake insert myself and be like, hey,
I'm in that beach,
hey, I miss you guys too. All right guys, so two things
I don't want to do this at all. Actually, as soon as you started talking I was like, never mind.
Listen guys, two things we're gonna discuss. Well, one briefly, thing that we're gonna discuss first of all, my neighbors are usually so quiet.
It is 1 p.m
It's 1 p.m my neighbors are usually quiet as fuck. And for whatever reason, they just now just started playing music that is literally blasting through this wall. I don't think it's picking up on the mic, but just in case it is, we apologize. I'm too much of a pussy to go tell them, turn it off for like 10 minutes. So we're going to
Oh my God, absolutely not.
No, we're not doing that. Anyways, though, but to kind of wrap up this first episode of season two, we talked about, you know, our ups and downs, our highs and lows throughout this episode and just like things that we wanted to catch you guys up on. And one thing that we realized that we haven't caught you up on yet is our raging vagina issues.
Okay. So, yeah, so I did.
Guys.
I don't like this part.
Listen, I could go first. We'll make you more comfortable.
Sure.
Okay, great. So, guys, over the past month, I don't know what it is. We need to have a gynecologist on the show so I could be like, hi, could you tell me what's wrong with my pussy? But
They're so complex and delicate. I saw this video last night that was like
actually
a man can like run his dick through the street and be fucking fine.
Yeah.
And like even if a man gets like an STD or herpes, like it's the, you know, outcome of that is way less intense than a woman getting it.
I think because it's like, I could be wrong. I'm no doctor, guys. Maybe because it's like external.
No, exactly. You know? No, yeah, it is.
You know, and but ours like, is why like all inside is it the body. So
delicate. And yeah, complex. Like it's
a little flower. Yeah, like, it's you know, annoying. But anyways, I've talked about on the show many times. I've brought up the fact that I'm the queen of the vagina issues. Okay, like I have had every vagina issue you can imagine. Some of it is genetic. Some of it is just my bad stroke of luck. I've had UTIs, yeast infections, BV, you name it. You know what, though? I talk about it proudly because no vagina is perfect, okay? Anyways, though, I'm very, like, up there with my...
Some girls are just so susceptible to, like...
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, for me, like, if I take, like, a certain antibiotic or if I take a heavy dosage of antibiotics, I'm getting a yeast infection, like...
Or, like, some girls, if they don't pee after sex...
Instant UTI. Yes. Yeah.
And then some girls like never, like me, like I've had two UTIs in my life, maybe three. Like,
yeah, no, exactly. So, yeah, but I, on the other hand, am so susceptible. And so basically, me and Lily have been tag teaming vagina issues as of the past few weeks.
Yeah, I finally caught up.
So, yeah, so, right. So, started with me. I started to realize some things were off and I went to the gyno and I went just for like my regular checkup. But I told her, I was like, I'm not going to lie, girl. I think I got some BV down there. And sure enough, she checks. And not
why
only.
Why did you think you had it?
Because I had like. You know what? Yeah, let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Keep it real here, guys. Yeah. So first of all, my discharge was like really weird. It was like kind of like more yellowy and yeah, like it was just like a lot. And
that's
it was
never
just, like,
happened to me, but that is one of the main like symptoms.
Yeah. Also, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when I went pee, it was like a little smellier than usual. And I was like, have you ever seen that TikTok that girl was like, listen, coochie's gonna smell like coochie. Like that's what it is. Like a vagina's gonna smell like a vagina. Okay. Yeah,
sorry.
But it just was not like, it smelled like just different than what it like ever does.
It wasn't great.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It was a sign of concern. Yeah. So I was like, okay, this is, and also I've had so many vagina issues to this point that like, I know that like, if I'm feeling a certain way, like I know I have a yeast infection. If I'm feeling a certain way, like with this, I know it's a UTI, like I could pinpoint it. So I was like, I definitely have BV. So I go to the gyno, she tests me. Not only do I have BV, but she's like, you also have like a minor yeast infection. So I had BV and a yeast infection in one.
Ew,
yeah, awful. It wasn't fun. And she was like, LOL, like what the hell, whatever. But I ran all my tests. I'm good with everything. And I took the pills and, you know, I did the whole shebang and it's gone. I'm good now. But yeah, so I just raging vagina issues. And then literally a week or two later, Lily is just tag teaming my vag issues.
I've never had BV in my life.
We're so synced up.
Yeah, it's so fine. Never had it in my life. I actually never went, guys, I'm so bad. I never went to the OB because I have this fear. I'm so dumb.
I have grilled Lily about this.
And my mother, everyone. I know, yeah, it's so bad.
I go to the gyno, I guess maybe because I also, like I said, I have fucking
issues.
Raging vagina issues. I go to the gyno every 6 months for a checkup and I get a pap every year. I know like your pap, like you technically don't, you only have to get it every 3 years, I believe.
No,
it
I
is.
No, I would probably,
two,
I'm going to get it annually.
I get it, yeah. I get an annual pap and I go every 6 months for a checkup.
Yeah.
But yeah, just make sure my shit's intact. But yeah, when Lily's telling me she like has never or never does go to the OBGYN, I was like, Lily,
this weird,
you're a woman.
I have this weird thing with the doctor. Like I just,
yeah,
well, I know why. Cause I used to be like really good about like, you know, getting my teeth cleaning every year, like all this, like the basic things, going to the doctor when you have to go to the doctor. And then when I was like a senior in high school and a freshman in college, I had a lot of health issues and I was like in and out of the hospital like every 2 weeks. And after that, I was like, I never want to step in a medical facility ever again. And I would avoid, like, I didn't get a doctor in New York. I didn't do my annual, like, physicals. Like, I was just neglecting that, which is so bad. Like, don't do that. It's so bad. Because then you put it off for so long. And then when you finally do it, the doctor's like, where the fuck have you been?
Yeah,
like,
no.
The gyno was like, are you fucking serious? Like, this is your first time here. But I finally did it. And it was like, literally not a big deal at all. Like, it was like so normal.
No, I remember also another one of my friends has like never been to the gyno, but it was because her dad was a doctor, so he thought he knew like everything, and so it was like one of those things. But you guys were asking me, both of you guys, I think were asking me, like, does it hurt to get like a pap? And I'm like, it doesn't hurt. It's a little uncomfortable. It looks literally scary because it's like this clamp, but like,
dude, I didn't even see it. That shit was nothing.
Yeah. Like, no, exactly.
It was 4 seconds of my life.
Yeah. So this is a PSA to all of you.
That's for sure.
Yeah. If you are above the age of what, like 18, I think is when you start getting your pap, I'm pretty sure. But, you know, start going to the gyno, go every month, not every month, sorry, every year. If you're crazy like me, you could go every 6 months.
Yeah.
But add it into your annual physical. I now have all of my things aligned where I literally January, start of the year, I get my physical, I get a teeth cleaning, I go to the gyno, and I get my eye exam.
That's fucking hot.
Yeah, I know. I have all of it in check. Do it all in January. That way when July comes, I get another teeth cleaning and another exam, and then I'm good. Like, I have it all lined up. Also, for those of you that live in New York, I don't know where else it's available, but ZocDoc, the app, I use to find all my doctors. Yeah,
well, that helped
me a lot. Yeah,
because my insurance is kind of niche. It's like an insurance that usually is only in upstate New York, so it's kind of hard to find places here that like take it. But ZocDoc makes it, oh my god, not sponsored, it like makes it so easy.
We should totally have them sponsor this though. Hey,
well, yeah, for women's health, like,
yeah,
hell yeah. But yeah, anyway,
I want to have a gyno on the show also,
like, oh, I know, really, that would be so interesting.
Talk about, like, vagina issues, and then also talk about contraceptives,
hormones,
other things. Yeah,
like, I have a lot of like hormone imbalance issues that I'm trying to, like, because I just need to figure that out as well. That's why when you showed me those vitamins today, I was like, I would definitely try that.
Yeah,
even though it's 100% not for hormones, but like, whatever.
No, but still, it's like female balance, probiotics.
But yeah, the other day I woke up pussy on fire, so I went to urgent care, BV.
Like, yeah.
And you know, I don't know, a fun fact that freaked me out, like, I was getting kind of weird symptoms, like not the typical ones, so I was like, but there's no way I could have an STD because there's no way. Like, I talked to my partner, everyone's clean, like, whatever, sent me their results and everything. But I was like, I don't know, man, this is weird. And I started, you know, when you Google,
you
shit,
always start psyching yourself out. Yeah, well,
when you start Googling shit, BV, actually, you can, you know, a lot of STDs, like herpes one, a lot of STDs can remain like asymptomatic, dormant for years.
Yeah.
You can have it for years, not even spread it or anything.
And have no idea. Yeah.
Have no idea. Mm-hmm. You're not spreading it or anything until you have like your first outbreak.
Yeah.
And I was so scared that BV can be the thing that finally like brings it to the surface.
Huh.
So if you get BV, you can then discover that you do have an STD. So I was so scared that that's like what was happening to me. I was like, oh my god, and it would make so much sense because I had sex with so many people years ago. So like, it would have made so much sense, but we're good.
Yeah, so everything's fine. Lily has BV. I cleared
the
BV.
You know what really sucks? You can't drink on that. I know. Like, I remember you said that, but I'm on my antibiotic and I'm like, what am I going to do this weekend? Like, I can't drink alcohol.
Yeah, you're not supposed to drink for like, the BV pill is like 5 days. You're not supposed to drink on it. Yeah. The whole thing.
Maybe I should like apply to jobs this weekend.
You know what too, when the drinking gets taken away, like, I like, you know, like, I kind of like phased out of drinking for like a sec, but then when I was on the BV pill, I felt like I never needed a cocktail more. On that note, toxic confessions.
Yes,
so this girl goes, my toxic confession is that I showed the guy that I liked a video of another guy kissing me while I was in Hawaii before I hooked up with him. So before she hooked up with this random guy, she decided to show him a video of her making out with a different guy.
That's a choice.
That's a choice. And then it continues.
Why did you do that?
Continues. I guess this girl was like on vacation, whatever. She goes, also while I was in Hawaii, me and my friend spent the whole time going on Hinge double dates.
That's
now,
like, a funny thing to do on vacation.
No, that's incredible, honestly.
That's so
why didn't
good.
We think about that when we were single?
We tried in Turks and Caicos, babe.
Oh, yeah, we tried. We got a free cake out of it.
We
remember from that random guy that worked at the Ritz-Carlton? Shout out to
that
him.
Was so weak.
But yeah, she said we spent... What?
I love when you're single. I'm sorry. I love when you're miserable and alone. It's so fun.
So much fun. But yeah, she said they spent the whole time going on double dates, and they now have a diary titled Hawaii Men so we could remember everybody who it was. Also, we paid for a hotel the whole time, and I slept in it for exactly one night because the rest of the time I was sleeping in a military man's, what is this called? Barrack?
Whatever.
Anyways, like basically like a military.
I don't fucking know.
And then she said, also, my first night on the military base, we were part of a crime scene because a man jumped out of his second story window so his sugar mama wouldn't see that he was going to leave her to go make out with this girl's best friend.
I just had a moment where I zoned out and just realized like how fucking psychotic I was this entire episode, and I'm having a lot of feelings about it. Back to this.
Anyways, this girl seems incredible, honestly. Yeah, she's,
I would like to go out to Hawaii with you.
Yeah, could we come on vacation next time?
Like, Caitlin Ray.
Caitlin Ray could join us. This
girl. It always comes back to Caitlin Ray.
Right. Like, a lot of things loop back to Caitlin Ray and Mr. St. Pete. And Warp Bay.
So true. It really, so true. It's always about Caitlin Ray, Work Bay, and Mr. St. Pete. And it always will be.
It always is.
I just feel like I'm going to end up marrying Work Bay, unfortunately. And you're unfortunately going to end up, love your boyfriend, but you're probably going to end up marrying Mr. St. Pete. And then Caitlin Ray is going to be like the maid of honor. Like, it's just going to be like a whole
You said I'm going to marry Mr. St. Pete.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said, unfortunately, I thought you were about to say, unfortunately, you're going to marry your boyfriend.
No, unfortunately, you're going to marry Mr. St. Pete. That's what I said, actually. And not because you actually love him, because it's for the plot.
Yeah, because I'm like, sorry, King. Like, we need to get married. Like, it needs to.
Ew, like, we have like black G&T, and pink weddings.
It's like turns into like, what's that movie? Bride Wars.
What if we like legally both getting married each other?
Me and you?
Yeah. Like just as like a joke. But then like we're actually like splitting our taxes.
And you're like we're like talking to like our boyfriends and we're like, sorry, gonna go file the divorce paper.
Yeah.
I actually can't get married to you yet because I'm in the middle of a divorce with my co-host.
Okay, well let's make an oath, right? It's on film, okay? If we're 35 years old and single, we have to just, we're just going to get married for the tax benefits.
For the tax benefits?
For my benefit.
How is this benefiting me?
I'll be rich by then. Okay. I'll figure something out.
If we're both rich by then I will marry you.
Perfect. Anyway, I gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta wrap this up, guys. All right, so we love you. First episode of season 2 was an absolute train wreck. Please don't judge. Shocker.
I'm so scared to put this out now. I'm like really reflecting on things that I said.
I think it'll be fun.
I was like, if you just check 5 times a day, sometimes the follower count is back in order.
We sound insane. Like,
fuck. And then we started with the tier list of the East villains. Like...
We're going to put a tier list.
That was, I like had to like really try not to keep laughing for the next 10 minutes after that. That was so fucking funny. I go, no, you know who's actually at the bottom? Like
Cody Puck.
No context wise.
Matt at the top. Yeah. The Cody's at the bottom, even though like Cody's are great. Matt's at the top. Yeah. Zach's somewhere in the middle. Like,
yeah, he's,
he's all right. All right. We're ending this immediately.
Dylan's like, hello?
Am I? He's like, we're
no, you're not.
We're not on it yet. Yeah. Like, relax.
Yeah, buy us a drink first. Then we'll
Right. Maybe we'll move you up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. All right, guys.
We have to go.
Like, we got to go. On that note. Right. Thanks for listening to the first episode of season 2. We can't wait for more fun episodes, more chaos.
I hate it here, dude.
We hate it here.
Every episode, I'm just like, why did I say that?
That's the beauty of G&T. All right. Well, we love you guys. Make sure to go follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Gin Toxic Podcast. DM us what's the most toxic thing you've ever done so we can do it for toxic.
Check his following count every day and have a good one.
Have a good one. Go follow our personal pages too. They'll be below. Lily needs followers.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Please follow me.
Lily needs clout. Yeah. Nothing is. Some things from season 1 haven't changed.
Yeah, nothing. No, nothing.
Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We love you.
Goodbye.
We're out. Bye.